losing track of just precisely what's being pumped into your mind and body, just knowing you enjoy it, you'd like to keep exploring it, and that they're all very accommodating of your needs, your ever-growing, cock-driven stud needs. And that's why it's wonderful that you're being led to the wing where the numerous, huge-breasted women here await you. You wonder who you'll get to play with today, and what the particular form of the experiment or procedure will be. But wondering that is really taking up only a tiny part of your mind. Most of it's fixated on images of huge bouncing breasts, of your cock sliding into wet, willing folds connected to very responsive, very sensitive women who might come the moment you slip your big cock in, and certainly will when the attendant leans down and whispers your trigger words, causing you to swell, to gush your pre-cum in preparation to come inside the oh so many docile, milky, huge-breasted cowgirls awaiting you now. The hallways are pleasant, calming with their padded floors, their windows to the outside. You see sun streaming in. But all that kind of benign pleasantness really does is leave your mind open to the blistering, lustful, sexual fantasies that are the norm now. Your cock is up against your stomach, sticking there from being so hard. Your balls are between your legs, which you do have to keep spread, because they seem larger, bigger, throbbing, and they're certainly more sensitive. Just having them licked, sucked on, squeezed, feels almost as good as the head of your cock once did. Of course, the leaps and bounds of increased sensitivity in your cock itself put that on another level still. She leads you down the parallel hallway. Cock. Hard as it can get, and toward the doors to the many rooms just like yours, but here belonging to the cowgirls who undergo breast enlargement, lactation induction, clitoral and pussy sensitivity enhancement, and fertility increases as well. They've been having you fuck them bareback more and more often, your hard cock memorizing the folds of particular cowgirls, learning to fill these women with your seed as efficiently as possible while bringing them to orgasmic spasm after spasm, which in turn causes their bodies to milk you more efficiently. You're not sure which you like more, the cold but implacable and constant grip of the machines, or the ardent, desirous, lustful folds of the various women who will moo and moan their way to oblivion underneath you. But today you know what you want, especially when you see that every door in this long hallway is open. There's three or four on this particular wing, and your attendant leads you up to the first one. And instead of tying you off outside the door, going inside, taking a woman's leash, leashing one of the collared cowgirls, and leading you both off together, she just sets you at the entrance to the door, undoes your leash, allows you to stand. You do so slow, while taking in what's inside. Your cock is thrust out in front of you hard as it gets. And laying on the bed, completely nude, her hand between her legs, fingering herself, is a gorgeous redhead, whose vacant eyes are staring up at you from on the bed. She's moaning, diving her fingers in and out. You take a few steps forward, she spreads her legs and scoots up to the edge of the bed, wasting no time, making sure that the bed, which is actually at the perfect height for you to line your cock up as you walk between her spread legs. The bed squeaks and buckles as she leans as close to the edge as she can get, even pushing her butt off of it. Her wet folds are revealed when she moves her hand out of the way as soon as your cock is close enough. She's looking up at you, desperate, her eyes wide, nodding. The attendant enters the room. Once you're lined up between the cowgirl's legs, her breasts are huge and bouncing, and now she's squeezing them. Other than the huge breasts, her body's actually fairly svelte, thin, and when you slide your cock between her legs, it just seems to dwarf her tight little pussy. You line up with the woman's folds and slip forward, spreading. It's hot, wet, kissing the head of your cock capturing it, sliding onto it. You press on, moaning, letting her feel you, letting her feel you because you're going slow. And you lay down over her, covering her body. That's what she wants. And this also changes the angle of your cock, so when you thrust and 2-3 inches of you slide inside of her, you're hitting her front wall, inducing her to moan. She's shaking all over from sheer pleasure. There's a big grin on her face, and her eyes are shut tight, squeezed tight like she's trying to hold on. You bring your lips to hers, kissing, engaging, holding her, wrapping your arms around. Her big tits are between the two of you, so you can't quite lay flat on her, but they do recede into her body a little in the laid-on-her-back position she's in. And you know that she wishes they were being milked at this moment. So often when the attendants take you to a different room, they'll put the milkers on you or on a woman and just have the two of you pleasure each other while the machines empty you. But today it's just you and the woman underneath you moaning. Her blank and docile mind stirred to intense action by the way you're filling her, fucking into her, thrusting in her pussy, and now you just let loose, and the attendant is behind you. You feel her breasts against your back as she lays over you, making a 3-layer pileup of the 3 of you, you in the woman beneath you, the attendant looming over you, rubbing your shoulders, raking her nails down your back, pushing her boobs against your back. They're smaller than the cowgirls, of course, but her body's quite fit and muscled, which it must be because of all the positioning and repositioning the attendants do for cowgirls and for you, for their stud. You remember the command words whispered in her voice, in the headphones you would wear while being milked for hours at a time, your cock and balls massaged by machines that keep them lubricated and never quite let them go down. Those commands have power. Power over your body and your mind. And that's why you're unsurprised when the attendant says, "Bigger, stud." And you feel your cock swell. As hard as you thought it was, it's harder still. It's pressing the walls of the redhead's pussy outward. She moans and pants, barely able to hold on. You know she's coming, because her insides are milking your cock in a way that mere voluntary muscle control would never quite achieve.